How many times did God save me and I didn't even realize there was any danger? How many times have I driven through a green light not realizing that someone almost drove through a red light coming the other way? See, we don't know these questions, the answers to these questions, do we? God is just an amazing God, and God, in countless ways, saves our lives each and every day. Lifts us up, quote unquote, closes the lion's mouth. God saves all of us every day from our lions, some large and some small. And one question I'm asking you today is, what are your lions? So, what has Daniel taught us, and what lessons can we learn from this passage? Number one, let's start at the beginning. Have you ever had such a passion and fervor about something that you had holy boldness and stood up for something? Have you ever had that much passion for anything? What lessons have you learned during those long nights when your life was held in the balance? What lessons have you learned? What lions have you had or do you have in your life that God has saved you from or is saving you from? You see, throughout the Bible, as well as our history since the Bible, people have been standing up for the one who gave them eternal life. Jesus himself is perhaps the best example of someone who stood up for God. But you know, in the early church, it's the good old ordinary Christians stood up for God and Jesus. Do you know where the saying, out of the frying pan and into the fire, came from? You see, in the early church, the Roman Empire would fry Christians and let people watch. Can you imagine that big old frying pan out there, so to speak, in the middle of their arena, and drop Christians in it and hear it fry, hear the sizzle? And what Christians would do is jump into the fire, out of the frying pan and into the fire, to kill themselves quicker. But see, they stood up for something, even though it cost them that painful death. Have you ever stood up for something where your life did not matter because you believed in it so strongly? Have you? You know, in Acts 7:55, we learn about a man, or a young man probably, by the name of Stephen, who stood up for Jesus. And guess what? Scripture tells us that Jesus stood up for Stephen at the right hand of God. You see, whenever we stand up for Jesus, Jesus stands up for us. Amen? Didn't sound too sure there. Whenever we stand up for Jesus, Jesus does stand up for us. Amen. How about Revelation 3:15 through 17? You see, we learn that Jesus has great distaste for lukewarm Christians. He would rather have us be cold or hot rather than lukewarm. And he talks about the church of Laodicea, and he says he will spew them out of his mouth. Some versions say he will throw them up out of his mouth. Very visual language, because Jesus has such distaste for lukewarm Christians. We, church, I hope, don't want to be lukewarm Christians, do we? I hope not. I don't want to be a pastor of a church, of a lukewarm church. I want to be a pastor of a church that's hot, hot to stand up for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So, Jesus calls us to stand up. What is Jesus calling you to stand up for in his name? Think about that this week. You may know right now. What is Jesus calling you to stand up for in his name?